Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're an arrogant, ingrown, close-knit brotherhood like the mafia. They're the product of a sick society. To hell with tomorrow. Their bag is today. Their bag is right now.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Oh, the hair on my neck just stood straight up.
With Ben Higgins.
Thank God all these bottles I popped. All this paper I've been getting. All these models I popped.
Stephen Woods.
It's my job to pull that demon out of Ben Higgins. And I will do it.
And Paul Reindel.
Oh my God.
It's Ben and Woods.
Oh, I do. We came to love can't do.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Get our heads right on a Thursday. Another one of those long-ass weeks that feels like Friday. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. But we are here. Got two more shows for you this week. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor here as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning.
You want to turn that mic right on.
Good morning. Question for you.
Yeah, shoot.
Got our throwback open on a Thursday.
9 inches still.
5 years almost.
Yeah.
Have you pulled that demon out of me, or is the demon still deep, deep inside?
I think that you just asked me this question last week. I'm pretty sure.
At this time.
At this time.
Really? I have no recollection of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. It's all right. I think some, a little bit. I haven't fully corrupted you yet, but also, I'm no longer fully corrupt. You know?
Yeah.
So it would have been...
It's worked in reverse.
10 years ago, yeah, you're dead. I mean, you're in an alley somewhere, you know.
I mean, I feel like I've had more of an influence on you...
I think so.
...than you have had on me.
Definitely.
Like, you now are passionate about golf.
Massively,
you hated golf when I met you.
Massively passionate about golf. And while I hated when you would talk about golf and stuff, I hated it. Because I didn't think our audience cared. What I've realized is they still don't at all. But now I like it, too. And the pandemic is really what got me into golf. But you've been, you know, I've asked you a billion questions. We played a billion rounds together. And, yeah, man, I am way, way into golf. I'm going to try to play at some point when the deluge stops here in San Diego. So I'm waiting for that. It's like... It's just everything's wet. I don't even want to practice. You know, everything's just wet and cold. And so I from what I understand, more weather's coming in next week. Should have a couple. We may even be able to get a Little League game in this weekend, a T-ball game. But got to see how the fields hold up. Supposed to have practice tonight. So look forward to that. But, yeah, I think there's some demon I've pulled out of you. You still have sports robot in you. You're 75% sports robot, but you're 25%, you know, demon. And I'd like, not even demon, but just more human. And I think I'd like to get that number down to about 50%.
All right, fair enough.
So, I mean, so if I could whack off, whoa, if whoa, I could knock.
Okay.
Save that, Pauly. I guess is what I'm supposed to say there.
Wow.
That's not what I meant. I meant knock
it
off.
It is foreplay, I guess. My God.
If I could knock off another 25% of sports robot, I think this show could go to the moon. To the moon.
But today is like one of the best sports days of the year.
Sure.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, yeah, yes. I'm supposed to say that. That's,
you are supposed to say
that's
that.
That's 101.
You don't believe it 100%. I believe it 100.
Yeah.
With all
we,
of my.
We know.
Everything.
We know. We know you do. Go to your Twitter.
This is a better sports day to me than Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. It's better than Super Bowl
Sunday. Yeah. Oh, my.
1,000%. I think for me, I don't gamble anymore. So today would have been really fun a year ago. But now it's just regular amount. Like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch the games, as many as I can stomach. Because I don't know.
You've got a bracket, though.
Yeah, I do.
That's essentially a smaller form of gambling, I guess, depending on how much you put into your bracket pools. But
I got a couple of, yeah, I mean, all right, here's my brackets. I have three brackets. Did two for our friend and $5 a piece. Well, but there's a decent amount of people in there, so we'll see how that goes. Bo picked one, I picked one. That'll be fun to monitor for sure. And then Jordan, our tier one from North Carolina, guilted me into doing one this morning. And he said, I said, well, is there any money? And he said, no, it's free. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll do it. I just did it so that he wouldn't think I was a jerk. So I did it.
Fair enough. And he's listening.
So, yeah, he is listening. So I did that. But, I mean, Paulie, you're right. Like, you agree, right? I have to say, oh, today is one of the best sports days in the country. I have to say it.
I think at our old station, you'd have to say it.
No.
I think now you can say whatever you feel.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know. Like, I don't know that I would say I look forward to today more than the Super Bowl. But I
really like the Super Bowl.
I love Super Bowl Sunday.
I really like Super Bowl Sunday now that I think about it.
I do
it's
too,
like a holiday.
It's one game that may or may not be good.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to get some really
good. Today, there are 16 games, all with do or die.
Yes, yes, yes. I give
win
you
or go home consequences, which almost guarantees that you're going to have at least five
six,
or six
yeah.
incredible
but with
endings,
the Super Bowl,
finishes.
Even without a dog in the fight, you know those two teams
yeah.
in and out because they were the two best teams most likely throughout the year.
And you've had 2 weeks of nonstop.
Right,
there's nonstop coverage on them.
Like, while there could be a great 14 versus a 3 matchup later today.
So
I don't know anything about. I don't know any of the players. I don't know anything about the school history this season.
It's true. So I think,
like, I'm only really concerned with San Diego State's game today.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's one I'm gonna park down and watch 100%. But it's the other thing. You know what I always do in March Madness? I always pick the wrong game. I always pick the wrong game where I'm watching something and I'm like, all right, this is pretty cool. And then I look at Twitter and they're like, oh my God, if you haven't checked in on Iona.
You miss
like,
the
what?
Old days when they would just do it for you. You'd only have games on CBS.
Yeah.
And they would switch over
yes, and they'd switch.
To the game that they thought you should be watching. Now, you wouldn't have an option to watch the other two or three games that were going on at the same time. But, you know, you knew that. You do nothing, and they will switch over to a good ending.
Correct.
If something's coming down to
yes,
the wire.
Yes, and so I feel like I miss a ton. I feel like I miss a ton. I don't have the multiple TVs going. That's not even really something I do. And I love baseball. Baseball's my favorite. That's not even something, Benny, I do for the baseball playoffs. I watch what's on, and then I switch over.
I mean, that's pretty. I mean, it's kind of laziness because they have all. It's four channels. You know where all of them are. If you can find True TV, everyone knows where TBS, TNT, and CBS are on their cable system, I would imagine.
If you don't, look it up
for the most
right
part.
Now.
It's not that hard.
Put a note
they
in
have the scores on the screen of the games that are going on
right
in the corner.
So you can flip over.
You can look and see, oh, wow, that one's a three-point game with 2 minutes left. Click. It's. I mean, they make it as user-friendly, I think, as as possible at this point.
It's more of I don't care all that much. Right? Like that's the I'll make it if it's baseball playoffs. That's my best sports day. When baseball playoffs start, I'll never forget when I was a morning jock at 94.9, our old boss Kevin called a meeting. We had a staff meeting, and it was, you know, games start at what time? Like 9 a.m. or something on the East Coast. And, bro, I was livid. I was like, do I have to be here? Like, what are we doing? We're giving away iPads. We're pretending they're from space. I want to go home and watch the baseball playoffs. It's the best day of the year for me. I was, like, mad. Like, I feel a cough coming on. I want to go home and watch this game. I don't want to give away iPads.
Were you pretending they were from space?
Don't even get me started.
Aliens came down and brought iPads to the listeners of your radio station.
Adam, Freudian slip. It was the worst promotion. And anybody that knows me, when they used to make me do the videos, and they'd be like, all right, Woodsy, and I'd be like this. Hi, this is Woods. Aliens have come down and delivered an iPad. You can be the iPad winner from this iPad from space. Call 787-1949 to get your chance for an iPad. That's the best I can do. Sorry, fellas. And I would have to do the liners and be like, give me any crap.
What was the backstory here? Why had they come down from space to deliver?
Give me any crap alternative song from, 10 years ago.
iPads.
And I'll walk you through
to the San Diego radio listeners.
Anything.
Cake by the Ocean.
What? No, just give me one. Play me Goatee, or play me American Authors or anything that from that era, and I'll walk you through.
I'm hoping for Cake by the Ocean right now, Miss Polly.
I don't know what that is. But
yeah, you know that. Dince. D-N-C-E, Cake by the Ocean.
I think we played it.
Nope, we got Goatee.
No, it's all right, yeah. Run it back.
All right.
Run it back.
It's FM 94.9. Good morning, everybody. It's Woodsy. iPads from space will be attacking at 7:35. Make sure you get registered at FM949SD.com and listen for your name to win. First chance coming up, 7:35. Hit the musical post. I don't know why they were from space. He never told us why they were from space. All I know is I showed up and I had to give away iPads from space, and there were graphics of aliens and space and...
Well, later this morning, we're giving away Darius Rucker tickets from outer space.
He's from here. He's from the Earth.
Aliens, though, have come down and brought Darius Rucker tickets.
I would rather be abducted by an alien than go see Sam Hunt, though. I will say that. That is one thing I will say. I don't know if we're giving those away, but holy cow. So that's my story.
So baseball, obviously, yes. You would rather have a full day of baseball playoff watching.
Hey, but I'm gonna watch some today for sure. I did say that.
But it's like every game is game seven today as well.
Yeah.
Because it's elimination. That's the cool part. That's the real cool part about this day.
I mean, baseball playoffs, there's really no I can't really think of an equivalent of like a 14 beating a 3 or something, right? Yeah. Like if you make the playoffs, anybody can advance.
Yeah.
And if you are a big underdog, you're a wild card team that won 83 games and you're taking on a 107 win team. Yeah, you beat them in one game. It's not even that huge of an upset. I mean, you're probably going to
win a really good pitcher somewhere in the series.
If you win the whole series, it's a cool upset, and that it does happen occasionally. But yeah, nothing like what we see today with the guaranteed Cinderella teams. I mean, there's never been a tournament without at least a couple of Cinderellas, right?
Yeah. Now, somebody said, why don't they do like a Red Zone channel for the tournament? Do they not?
They do that?
I thought they have like a March Madness app where you can watch multiple games on the box.
I mean, you can do your own quite easily by just following the scores and changing your channel. But to actually have all four of them in a box?
They see that in college every year. I just sit in the back with my laptop open. You got four games, eight games, whatever time of day it is. It's the best.
Well, all right. March Madness starts today.
9:15, first game today. West Virginia against Maryland.
Are we going to lose you for the last 45?
Oh, boy.
No.
No, you don't care.
No, that game? All right. Not really. Cool. One, I mean, If there were like four games and they were all coming down to the wire, yes, I would be distracted. One game in the first half, which is all we're going to have during our show, not going to divide my attention.
Coach and Braden are in for a rough one then today, because all the good games are going to be going on when they're
on. Exactly.
Where are you guys watching said game today?
I will probably be doing it at home in between my radio and television shift, which is nice. I don't watch a ton of sports at home, and it's fun when I get a chance to do that.
That's good, Paul. You?
Same. On my couch.
You guys going to do snacks or anything? Or?
Probably not. Well, I mean, it's lunchtime, so I might do lunch.
I did a boo-boo. I made a boo-boo.
Uh-oh.
I booked a haircut for 12:15 today, so I will be missing the first half.
Not one of those haircut places with the TVs? No.
No. This is it's very fancy, but I can't cancel on her, so I have to go get my haircut. But I'll check the second half, see how that goes. So, listen, nobody comes to the show to hear me break down the Aztecs anyway. That's what your your Twitter is for.
I'll handle that tomorrow.
And our show tomorrow.
Paul and I can handle that tomorrow.
You got it?
No worries about that. Are we done with foreplay?
That's it for me.
All right, 6:15. It is Daily Diddy time next. Paulie's selection. It is Women in Music Week, or
Women
at least
Who Rock.
Women Who Rock Week on our Daily Diddy, so Paulie will take the pick. Speaking of the final, or the NCAA tournament, and the Aztecs coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. Very excited to bring back the legend Steve Fisher, former head coach at San Diego State, the architect of the program.
I hope he wasn't listening to foreplay and heard me say what I said. It breaks my heart to think if that sweet man was listening and heard me say what I wanted to do to Ben. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
It will break my heart.
He's coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, so we'll get his take on the Aztecs matchup.
I'm sure he's heard worse.
I'm sure he has. Man, I hate letting that guy
Do you think
down.
Now that, I don't know if we've asked him this before, now that he's retired, do you think he fills out a bracket now?
You just took my first question. That was my first
question. You can still have that one.
First and only.
I will let you have that one. Right. So that's to look forward to. We'll catch up on Padres spring training with Sammy Leavitt a little later on. They were rained out again yesterday, so trying to get back to action today. And the World Baseball Classic is underway. We'll give you that update. Yu Darvish has gone in for Team Japan. Maybe a bit of a surprise. Not starting, coming in out of the bullpen. We'll tell you what's up in that quarterfinal.
Get him out of there.
When we come back with Bennett Woods, let's get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danick and get rolling here on a Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hate myself for loving you. Mrs. Woods sings this probably every morning to herself. Speaking of Mrs. Woods, today is, by the way, National Everything You Do Is Wrong Day. So I'm sure she's going to celebrate that with me later. You get that at home? That everything that you get that feeling sometimes, man, I just can't.
There's
do
been it. Times for
I,
sure.
I can't do anything right.
But do you turn it back and on her? And it's also her Everything You Do Is Wrong Day as well.
She doesn't do much wrong. Not wrong, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't consider the things that she does wrong, but she has an opinion on everything I do. Like, if I'm washing a spatula, I get a comment that that's really not the best way to wash a spatula. If I'm loading the dishwasher, I'll get the I don't put the glasses there, the glasses go here. The changing of diapers, the bathing of children, the rearing of children, the talking to children, the changing the channel of the remote, the opening the door, the way that I take the trash out, the way that I tie the trash bag, the way that I make coffee, the way that I wash a coffee mug, the way that I open the refrigerator, the way that I close a refrigerator, the way that I stock the pantry, the way that I go to the grocery store, the way that I sit at my desk, the way that I put my shoes away, the way that I put my socks away, the way that I put my underwear away.
It's so wonderful that she cares so much about you.
Oh, yeah, just wants me to be great.
Just wants you to be fantastic yeah. in all aspects of your
she
life.
She just wants me to be great. A comment heard around my house a lot is, I don't know how I made it through the first 35, 40 years of my life without you, my love.
It's also National Spray Tanning Day. You want to get a little orange bronzer going today.
Yeah. Never done spray tanning. Done other tanning, but I've never done spray tanning.
Like sitting in a tanning bed tanning?
Yeah, it was a thing back in the day, you know. Gym tan laundry, that whole bit.
Well, you lived in places that didn't have sun. Well, we also now live in a place that doesn't have sun anymore.
There is no sun here. We might as well be living on
the
moon.
When I grew up here, there was lots of sun, and you didn't really need a tanning salon or spray tanning. But I guess the last few weeks, when we get nothing but rain, maybe it seems appealing.
You never tanned before?
No, I've never tanned, but I tan quite easily on my own.
You actually tan really nice. When you get dark, you look really handsome.
Thank you.
When you get a nice, good... I crisp. Now, Paulie gets a little crispy when we go play golf. I don't get tan, though.
I'll get a little red that turns into a little tan after a couple days.
Yeah.
I just go kind of straight brown, just kind of nice and...
He does. His legs are all supple and good, tanned.
Good colored skin.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Okay. So Yu Darvish is now out of the game at the World Baseball Classic. Going on right now, Italy is taking on Japan in the quarterfinals in Tokyo. Japan leads it 9-3 in the top of the ninth inning. They are three outs away from heading into the semifinals and meeting the rest of the teams that are left in Miami in a couple of days. But I was so Shohei Ohtani started this game against Italy and pitched, I think, four plus innings. And then they brought in a couple of relievers. And then with a five-run lead, they brought in Yu Darvish in the seventh. And he threw two innings, gave up two hits, a solo home run. It doesn't matter. They're up by six right now. But then they took him out in the ninth inning. And now I wonder, well, are they going to use him in any of the last two games? Because I believe the semifinal, assuming they win, although Italy does have two runners on, is going to be Sunday. So he pitched two innings on Thursday. My guess is that he's probably out for Sunday. Are they going to try to start him on Tuesday in the final next week on like 4 days rest from a two-day bullpen session? Is it too early to do that in spring training?
Let's see. Tuesday of next week, Ben, would be the...
Well, that would be a regular rest, wouldn't it?
Tuesday of next week would be the 21st. Opening day is the 30th. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, no, maybe they're planning on starting him if they make it to the final.
But wait, we kept seeing the reports of...
But Ohtani could start in the final as well if it's 4 days rest here.
Yeah, but we kept... Didn't we see reports? I think Sammy Leavitt reported. Spring training Sammy said something to the effect of Yu Darvish may not even get a start
right.
in the Cactus League.
If he starts the last game of the World
Which
Baseball
is,
Classic.
Is next Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, so if they make it to the finals, he could start that game Tuesday the 21st.
Or he could come in relief again of Ohtani.
Yeah, true. Yeah. They could just piggyback those same two
thing,
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what they'll do. Honestly, I don't think you've seen the last of Yu Darvish. Not with a week or so to go, or days to go. I think you'll see him. And
they'll have to get by Cuba in the semifinals first, but I would imagine they'd be favored in that game over Cuba to get to the finals. And then there are still some quarterfinals to be played, including the United States that has made it to face Venezuela.
Josh says Japan semifinal would be Monday. Final Tuesday
Monday.
Would be regular rest for you. Would probably piggy with Ohtani. Yeah.
Okay.
So, we need to talk about probably the biggest story in baseball.
Yes. We will, that, from last night's World Baseball Classic, absolutely the biggest story, maybe in sports, yes. Well, Aaron Rodgers, probably the biggest story in sports yesterday, but certainly a monumental story that will impact the season. We will talk about that coming up in our next segment, and then Steve Fisher going to join us at the top of the hour. Don't forget the Benton Woods Open taking place Thursday, April 6th at Rancho Bernardo Inn. We are less than a week away from putting our slots on sale now Wednesday, March 22nd. Thank you to our sponsors, Travis Matthew, Daily Engineering, Sombreros, all part of the sponsors making it happen for our second Benton Woods Open.
And how about our beloved friends over at Burgeon?
Yep.
You guys, they blew us away when they launched the Tier 1 Pale Ale, and it's our own beer, celebrating you, our audience.
A new one is coming out later this month, a new version.
A new version of
it. Well, the third version of it, yeah.
The third version of the deal. They're going to be out there. At the Benton Woods Open, you're going to be sucking down Tier 1 Pale Ales like it's going out of style.
It's worth it just for that, honestly.
100%.
Totally worth the entire tournament.
Thank you.
Just to be drinking Burgeon beer while you're there. So looking forward to all of it coming up April 6th at Rancho Bernardo Inn. But, yeah, dramatic story that has some people rethinking the entire concept of the World Baseball Classic. I'll get to that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We just realized that our names are much better in Spanish than in English. Esteban, Benjamin, Pablo.
Much, much better. We were talking about the notorious Gramatica brother that hurt himself while celebrating. Was that a career ender for...
It might have been.
For Bill Gramatica? Now, we've made the Gramatica joke before. You've got one brother named Martin, beautiful name, and then Bill. Granted, his parents did name him Guillermo, which is
William in Spanish.
Which I would have stuck with Guillermo Gramatica, but he said, "Call me Bill."
Just call me Bill.
Yeah, and it's like what we, you know, how we Americanize names too. Esteban is really cool, and Benjamin is great, and Pablo is fantastic. But you're Ben Woods or Ben Steve and Paul. It's not
just
the same.
Doesn't have the dramatic flair anymore.
Or the grammatic flair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very plain, very vanilla. Mm.
But the reason you brought up the injury, a celebratory injury,
man,
is because of what happened last night in the World Baseball Classic at the end of the Puerto Rico Dominican Republic game. The winner take all, loser goes home or goes back to spring training, as it were. And Puerto Rico up 5-2 in the ninth inning, so they bring in their closer, Edwin Diaz of the New York Mets.
Dude.
He locks it down, strikes out the last batter. Everything's fine. And then in the ensuing, I mean, within 15, 20 seconds in the ensuing celebration, you know, you never really get a totally clean shot, but just kind of does a jump up into the air. And
I don't think it was the...
What was it?
So here's what my understanding, and I'll give it to you from my point of view. Last night, I watched that, and I watched him come in, and, you know, not a Mets fan at all. But I there's something about hearing Timmy trumpets blaring those trumpets, and it gets me like, whoo, God bless, this is a great intro. And he runs out, and dude, he is dialed. And he is throwing, I mean, they're talking about it on the broadcast, his control. They're like, watch him throw this slider in the exact same spot, just gets in, you know, in and out, wins the game. I get up, go to the restroom, go tinkle. By the time I come back, I thought someone had been shot. People were huddling around. There were tears. They were holding their face. I go, what did I miss? What did I miss? And I tweet, I'm like, I saw somebody on the ground, and I saw people huddled around him. And I tweeted, was that Diaz? And people are like, yeah, dude, that was Diaz. So he kind of backs off the mound a little bit, like, what's up? Someone's like hanging on him. There's a couple of guys, and I want to say, like, somebody was hanging on him and kind of dropped him to the ground.
Almost like a bad tackle.
Yeah, like almost a bad tackle. boy, I don't know who it was. They got to be feeling pretty bad about themselves if that's what happened. I didn't see him jump and land awkwardly or anything like that. He was backing up off the grass, off the mound, and he fell. And the next thing you know, man, you see like his brother is on the team. His brother was sobbing.
That's not a good sign.
No.
I mean, they tried to carry him off the field, and that was even not going well. He was like, no, put me down.
Oh, dude. It
was that bad. It was a right knee injury, what was reported. The Mets later tweeted out that they'll let us know more when they know the severity, the extent of the injury. Of course, he's going to get the imaging, and we'll find out in the next day or two, you know, how bad it is. But, it seems like, unfortunately, it has the potential to at least be a season ender, possibly, for Edwin Diaz, a critical piece, obviously, for a team that is expecting to be a World Series contender in the National League. Doesn't take him out of it by any stretch of the imagination, but, I mean, it makes it a lot harder to lose a guy like that, you know, before you've even thrown a single pitch for the season. And the fact that it came not for your team. I mean, it's got to be much harder to stomach for the Mets and their fans.
Of course.
That he didn't do it in a Mets uniform. He did it in the World Baseball Classic, and it's brought up again the debate. Is this tournament worth it, the potential for injuries? Some people say, why are we doing this tournament, especially right before the start of the season?
Yeah, mostly Mets fans now are saying, why are we doing this tournament?
You know, if it was Juan Soto, we'd be saying it right now ourselves.
I mean, was it yesterday that we talked about Rosenthal's piece? Like, hey, you know, why can't we get the top players and the top pitchers, especially for Team USA pitching there?
This isn't a pitching injury, you guys, and that's where we need to make sure that we're clear. This wasn't a pitching injury. This is not a baseball injury. He was celebrating and he got hurt. So I think that's the thing that bugged me most.
Well,
about
I mean,
let's crap on the WBC.
Yeah,
I love the WBC.
A pitching injury could have happened, obviously,
anywhere.
In Mets camp.
A base running injury could happen to Gavin Lux.
You're never going to have a celebration injury during a Cactus or Grapefruit League game, though.
Interesting you say that. They literally, last year, practiced running out of the bullpen for a celebration. The New York Mets. And that's what's so ironic about this whole stupid thing.
I remember that.
They practiced it. Okay, yeah, game over. And they had practiced running out of the pen. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I couldn't believe they did it.
Did they practice it for
like 6 months
psychological purposes
maybe.
Or to like, please don't hurt yourself while you're doing this?
I think it was, hey, let's get it in our, when you're putting, don't you watch the putt go in your mind before you hit the putt?
Visualize. Yeah, visualizing success.
Let's see us running in and celebrating a Game 5 World Series victory or whatever. Okay, I guess I can see the reasoning behind it, but you can't say that it wouldn't happen at a Cactus League game, or you can't say that it wouldn't happen, you know, if he on a day off going out and playing golf and celebrating a putt that he made. I mean, you just don't know. It's a freak injury. You can't indict the entire WBC for it. Now, easy, sit in the ivory tower of a guy that's not a Met fan to say that today. Easy. I will fully admit that. If you're Italian Paul, by the way, who is a board op, he works at the station, he's a rabid Mets fan, we love him anyway. I actually broke the news to Italian Paul last night. I texted him, I go, dude, I'm so sorry. That effing sucks. And he wrote back, what happened? And I wrote back, oh no.
Oh.
And he goes, wrong person?
Like,
and
I'm so sorry.
I go, no, dude, not the wrong person. I sent him the clip, and he wrote back, I wish it was the wrong person. And I said, I'm so sorry. And he goes, well, at least we still have Seth Lugo to close out.
Oh.
Oh, no, we don't. So there, I mean, again, it's a massive, massive injury. Now, if you want to look at it, they've got David Robertson. He ain't Edwin Diaz, but he has closed before. There's another, I think they have another arm down there, too, that's got some closing experience. The Mets will be okay. They'll be okay, but it's a massive blow, Ben. I mean, it's a massive, massive blow. But I none of these guys, when you again, and it's not a pitching injury. So we have to make sure that we're clear on that. This was a freak accident. Man, maybe I would feel different if he threw a pitch and was like, oh, and grabbed his elbow. But again, I know that can happen at spring training too. Manny fell down the stairs yesterday.
Oh, I saw that.
I soiled myself.
I saw that, and I have to admit, as soon as the game was over and the Dominican Republic lost,
me too.
I was kind of just, I was glad. I said, you know, Soto and Manny raked, and the DR is out. Win-win.
Right. Yeah, it really is.
Win-win. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they would rather be going on and celebrating and winning, but as a Padres fan, I can more than stomach that result.
Man, and I'll tell you, just look at the passion. Look at how excited these guys are when they're playing. And like Puerto Rico, that whole game, they were just electric. I mean, just electric to watch. Look how much pride these guys take in their country. We as Americans need to, I think, realize that it is different. It's different in other countries. And you know, we made the point yesterday about Shohei. And, bro, I mean, this guy's got, let's call it at a low, he's got $450 million on the line. And he's out there gutting it out for his country every day. And he's not bummed to be there. None of these guys are bummed to be there. They all wanted to be there. They're all very proud of their heritage and where they're from. And I love the tournament. I think it's great for baseball. The crowds have been electric. Katie Wu yesterday was at that game and said that this is like nothing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It looked unbelievable. It sounded unbelievable.
When Cueto came in the first, I was like, I'm deaf. I can't hear a thing. It was just nuts. So I understand, man. If you're a Mets fan today, you never want to see a player in the WBC again, and I get that. I do. I'm sympathetic to it, but you can't indict the whole tournament for a freak injury, I think.
So with the DR out and Italy just eliminated with Brett Sullivan, Padres minor league catcher, I believe that leaves just one Padres player remaining. No, two Padres players remaining Darvish, in action.
Two starting pitchers.
And Martinez because of Team USA's win, which was kind of interesting in its own right. We'll talk about that coming up. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture, home of the world-famous Bob Opedic mattresses, with all the comfort and quality of a national mattress brand for half the price. No matter your budget, there's a Bob Opedic Memory Foam Hybrid or Hybrid Plus mattress for you. Check them out at mybobs.com. We'll come back right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So Team USA didn't exactly dominate Pool C.
No.
They lost to Mexico. They did come back, and they won their final three games and are moving on. But it took a narrow win over Colombia yesterday, 3-2, to avoid elimination. Now, they could have lost that game, I think, by 3 runs or less, and they still would have qualified on a tiebreaker.
Yeah, they were in late in the game, regardless, unless they let up a huge.
Right, they need, so it was actually very interesting. So Mike Trout put him ahead with a 2-run single. He drove in all 3 runs yesterday against Colombia in a 3-2 win. But it was an interesting situation because of that tiebreaker. They went to the bottom of the ninth inning with the U.S. leading 3-2. The only way they could possibly have been eliminated was with a 7-3 loss. So they would have needed to give up the tying run and then a walk-off grand slam, and that would have given Colombia the win. But had Colombia scored like just 1 run, like just a walk-off 4-3 win, it wouldn't have been enough. And I thought that's an interesting, I don't know if you want to call it a flaw in the tournament, but it feels like Colombia should be allowed to keep scoring as long as they want to try to win that game, as long as they're up and they have outs left. Why are you taking away some of their outs if they can't win the tournament? There could have been a situation, and someone brought this up, that Mark DeRosa, let's say it's 3-3, the bases are loaded, and Colombia's batting. And you know, if we give up a home run here, we're eliminated from the tournament. But if we intentionally walk a batter to lose the game, we move on, and they are eliminated. It could have come down to that. Now, it didn't. You know, as the United States was able to close out the win 3-2, they didn't score.
That would have felt weird.
Wouldn't that have been a strange way for the pool play at the World Baseball Classic to end? But it was definitely a theoretical possibility going into that last inning of the USA-Colombia game yesterday.
By the way, right move.
Just walk him in.
You
operate under the rules that have been
established,
constructed.
Nothing Bush about it. I don't think. I mean, this is where.
Oh,
we're
I think people would have been losing their minds.
I wouldn't have felt good about
if
it.
If the United
I
States
either,
had,
but it's, you know, if I'm
had
man,
advanced
if I'm,
on a walk off intentional walk to lose the game.
What's my job as a manager?
Make sure my team goes on.
Correct. So I mean, hey, you gave me the rules. I would. You know,
I think, I mean, it's a minor thing, but my.
What if he gave it up? What do we say about Mark DeRosa? Dude, you could have moved on.
I would say that you should have a rule change. And while you'd say, well, that's not real baseball, because run differential and scoring runs is a tiebreaker, you should be allowed to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning in that situation for as long as you can stay up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hey, we've won the game 5-3, but we're continuing to bat because we need two more runs.
It's hard, man,
to advance.
When you play tournaments, dude, that the run differential stuff is like, I don't, that's why sometimes they do runs against instead of runs for, because then you get guys stealing up 19 runs. You're running up scores in the early rounds. Runs against forces you to kind of play good defense. No screwy, you know.
Keeps like, a little more integrity.
There's more integrity to it with runs against than runs for. Because, again, those runs for tournaments, you're like, all right, boys, we're running. We're advancing on every wild pitch.
And I think that it was the same way in the World Baseball Classic. It's just the runs against would have been tied.
Yeah.
So it would have gone to the next one,
which was runs for.
Very intriguing.
It's so wild. It does behoove you to score as many runs as you can.
So that means the United States will face Venezuela in the quarterfinals, maybe the hottest team in the tournament right now. Japan or Venezuela, you can make an argument probably for either of them, but yeah, very tough road now for the United States to get all the way through.
Okay, so U.S., Venezuela, when is that game?
That game is going to be on...
And where is that
game? They're all in Miami at this point.
All Miami now?
At this point, after the that last game ended in Japan, the rest of the games will be in Miami. It'll be Italy, Japan, just finished, Puerto Rico, Mexico on Friday, tomorrow at 4.
What a game.
And then United States, Venezuela on Saturday at 4 p.m. in the final two quarterfinals. Okay. Yeah, our time, 4 p.m. on Fox on Saturday.
Mama. And single elim, this is it. One and done?
One and done. That's it. One game, Lone Depot Park, Miami, Florida.
Mamacita, here we go.
Saturday at 4 p.m.
Who's on the bump? Do we know yet?
I haven't seen starting pitching assignments for that game yet. But my guess is, who started the first game for Team USA?
That was Adam Wainwright.
Might be Waino again, then. They didn't do that well in that game.
Second game.
He started the second game.
Yep. Waino.
Wow.
So Puerto Rico, Mexico, the United States, Venezuela, Japan, and Cuba are the six remaining teams because they've already played two of the quarterfinals. The international quarterfinals have already been played. So we're down to six teams left in the World Baseball Classic.
So we saw Papa Peter Seidler there last night before the game talking to Manny.
Found my new Halloween costume.
saw
dress just like that.
448-foot.
Yep.
Just absolute
tank.
Bomb to center field.
So when that game ends and the guys hit the showers and they pack their bags, are they on Peter's plane last night flying back to Peoria? Or are they chilling in Miami for a couple more days?
Saw that Xander Bogaerts and Ha-Sung Kim got back within almost 48 hours or so from Asia. My guess is that it's not going to take that long for Manny and Juan Soto to rejoin the Padres in Peoria.
Thinking probably today they're on a plane.
The reason I ask, I got a DM.
Probably playing tomorrow, maybe.
Got a DM from Billy Woods, no relation. Says, I'm taking the Woods fam to Peoria. Does that mean Manny and Juan will be back at spring training this weekend? Are they going to wait out the WBC? No, I think they'll come back. Yeah. I just don't know when they'll be back.
No, I'd say you'd probably see him this weekend. Good. I know Bob Melvin wanted to get Bogaerts and Kim back in as soon as possible to work on their chemistry in the middle infield, get a few games under their belt before the start of the season. So. Yeah, we'll probably see Manny and Soto this weekend some point.
I'll say it again, man. Watching the DR lose should be a cautionary tale for everybody.
All guests, I'm Ben Woods, appearing on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. And that guest that's coming up next is the legendary Steve Fisher on the morning of his Aztecs, the program he built in the NCAA tournament against Charleston. Love talking with Coach. That is next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.